SHF 567. Morning time. Rise and shine. Time to wake up. Let's go. WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Good morning, Mike. WSBT 754.
What's going on there, Charlie?
Hell, doing that morning thing, man. I'm looking forward to tomorrow on the weekend.
Yeah, Roger. Yep. I take it tomorrow you have off?
Oh, no, nope, I gotta work tomorrow. And it's gonna be cold, man.
Yeah, it's supposed to get down to what, like the minus?
Well, I think they're inflating the numbers just going by wind chills, but yeah, anyway, it's not going to be my favorite kind of weather, that's for sure.
Well, I guess you just bundle up.
But that's all you can do, man. Fortunately, I work indoors. I pity the people that have to work out in it, man, that's for sure.
Those public work employees that have to fix, broken water mains, it's gotta suck.
I can just imagine, man. And you know what'll happen then, too. Can't imagine being a mailman in a walking beat, you know. Be bad enough in them little jeeps with the window open all the time, but like in my neighborhood, they'd walk, you know, the neighborhood. I wouldn't be upset if they decided you don't get mail till Monday.
In my neighborhood, they just, you know, because our mailboxes are out by the road, they just pull up in that old Grumman, and they just, you know, they got their job made.
Yeah, riding around with the window open. Can't imagine you get too warm in them things.
Yeah, not really. Well, some of the mail, you know, trucks have been replaced by these Mercedes-Benz. They're called the Metris. It's like a small, you know, cargo van, about the size of like a ProMaster Mini by Dodge and Fiat.
Actually, I really feel worse for my dog than I do for me. I mean, I don't have to go outside to go to the bathroom. And my dog really does not like cold or wet. And it'll be tough on him. But he'll play through it.
Yeah, mine gets that way too sometimes. If it rains, it's like you... I'll go out there, I'll piss on some trees, and then you want to go right back in. It's like, come on, man, you know, come on here for the initial, you know. It's like, oh, man, I don't want to have to bring you back out here.
Well, ours is pretty good. He's never let go in the house. And I don't know how he does it, but if he has to, man, he'll hold that until he can't hold it no longer, and then he'll go out. Get it done. I snowblowed him a big spot in the yard last night after I got done. Got a bunch of snow out of the way for him, so at least he's got a spot where he won't be ankle deep in freezing snow.
Hey, Mike, it's all about training, you know. You need to teach that dog, you know, the proper etiquette. Buy him a mattress. Let him go there. I'm not here yet, but in a few minutes. WSHM 738.
Yeah. I got it.
Well, looks like we got some snow floating around the road.
That was a double.
Double on you, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning. WSBJ 347.
No, that's not Sam. I forgot the guy's name. We talked yesterday briefly on my way to work. Or was it? I might have been on the way home from work.
This is Joe waving a hand. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Joe.
You know, what's going on with Joe today?
Not a whole lot, just making my way to work, trying to make my way to work anyway.
I don't start till 8 o'clock, so I got some time left. I take it you're almost there, Charlie?
No, actually, I'm just going past Hall Road. I'm running about 5-6 minutes behind, I guess.
Yeah, I copy that.
WSBH380, monitoring.
Yeah, good morning. You got Mike here, we got Charlie out here, we got Joe. And Paul was in here for a minute, but he was on his way to the Mobile.
I got myself a bad pocket of traffic, man. People all over the place. I hate leaving late.
Yeah, that's when it usually starts, around this time of morning. Rush hour starts to persist. Ah, there's a rarity, a plow truck.
Yeah, I just see one going the other way on 94. I was impressed, though, yesterday after work. The roads were in pretty good shape. Didn't have any problem getting home. I was expecting a long, slow ride, but it was cleared up pretty good.
They drove down the street, two of them, but I don't think they did anything. That's kind of weird. They used to plow the street all the time when I first moved in, Charlie. But I haven't seen them do it in years and years now. Been so long I can't even remember. I don't know. It is what it is. Well, the reason the roads were in good shape is because the temperatures were way up, right? They were like around 29 degrees, I believe. WSHM 738.
Well, actually, I was telling Mike yesterday on the way home that when I was out in my truck, I think at lunch, my dad said 34 degrees, and it was melting off the top of my truck pretty quick. But I was still expecting a lot worse than it was. I mean, it was just wet, and I was happy.
Yep, I got home pretty quick, too. Things were moving good. Morning, I think there's a Joe in there. The other guy in Hazel Park, I can never remember his name. And, of course, Mike.
Yeah, good morning.
been so cold, and I think we got more snow than I think expected. I really don't know. I didn't know what they were calling for. Mike, you gave a number 1 to 3 or something. I think we got the upper end of that.
Yeah, I was going by One Eye Rex, and that's what he was saying.
The problem is it's been so cold it ain't going nowhere.
The news said we got about 3.5-4 inches over there in Shelby.
And a good thing it was, I was afraid it was going to be heavy, but I have a little electric Toro snowblower that took care of it, no problem. So it's cold enough for that anyways. So I got home from work and got right on the driveway to clear that off. So, all right, anyways.
Yeah, I want to say we got about 3 inches up in Marysville. And my little Mighty Murray, single stage, snowblower handled it with ease.
Florida's looking better every day.
Every year about this time, I keep questioning why I left El Paso.
I used to go to San Antonio for many years at my job. Kind of a regular stop for me, and it was always nice in the winter.
Well, I've seen it snow down there a couple of times, not much. Usually gone by noon, literally gone by noon, and but it practically shuts the whole city down.
Yes, it does. I still talk to some of the people I used to work with down there. And just a few years ago, they had a big storm. So, yeah, they get it. It's like once in a 10-year thing. Kind of like our floods down here there a few years ago. Remember that one, Mike?
Which one? Were we talking about the one down here back in 14?
Yeah, I think that's what it was, where it rained all day, and then the ground was saturated, and the big storms come around 5 o'clock. It just kept raining right over the top of our heads. Yep, that's the one.
That's the one that caused the GM Tech Center to go under. Every base, and everything that connect each building.
Must be 5:30. Our jammers are up.
You think if they get up this early, they'd go find a job?
Why would they want to work when they could just sit around all day and do nothing?
It's pretty sad. I do have to say it's pretty sad.
Let's see, 5:30, and then don't forget the afternoons around 3:30, 4 o'clock, like clockwork, the same people. Very predictable.
I think they got a big snowstorm or something, ice storm too. I mean, depending at what latitude down south moving across to the east coast. So I think that's in progress.
It is. They said that the parts of the I-80 are shut down.
Yeah, that's not going to touch us, but they got their little dose of winter stuff moving through. So.
Said it might possibly track north. Hopefully it won't get past the here.
Yeah, usually a storm like that travels east and goes up the east coast, usually. But I think that will touch us. But there we go, the jammer. the jamming crew. Remember when George W. Bush was going back after... That guy needs is a good slap right in the face. One or two people. I wonder if the city took a look over there on Marquette Street yet, the city of Roseville.
I mean, WRZQ.
Some of those antennas taken down and listen to the ordinance. Jammers.
Yeah, Roseville's insane. 25-foot rule.
I made my coffee, let...
something.
The game they're gonna lose.
They'll be popped again. Then you'll have to hear them scream.
Losers, Mike.
I'll catch you.
Everybody have a good day. WSTG 347.
Yeah. You too. WRZQ 607, you know, QRM crew, you know, that wants to come out here and cause, you know, problems for people. And they wonder why the repeaters became unlinked. I get it, you know, you don't like it.
You didn't get enough trips to...
Maybe that rash and the residuals getting them all...
Going away. WSHM7.
WS FF 330 mobile.
WSDU 202 and we're mobile.
RUZ 935 mobile.
Good morning, Captain John. WRWB 49.
Hey, good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just pulled into work here, so I will catch you later. Just want to say hi.
All right. Well, have a good day at work, and we'll catch up with you later. RUZ 935.
WRWB 49 will be clear.
Hey, John. You know what? I don't mind you talking about me. Mars and that we look up my criminal record before you start flatting it out on the radio about me, okay? I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Well, I don't even know who that was. Just another unidentified station. WRUZ 935.
Good. No noisy, no crackling, no nothing.
Copy that. All right, here's 5 watts on low power. 5 watts back at you, roger.
The same thing, but it goes a little bit from a 5 watt. It goes to 10, it's better. Because maybe you're far away from that repeater.
Roger that. All right, here we are, 10 medium. I'll keep it on this, I guess. It sounds, still could be something going on with my harvest, too. And coax or something, I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be too cold here to do anything for about 10 more days, roger.
Roger, it's going to be very cold. Yesterday snowed here. Oh, you should see that snow here. It was about 5 inches of snow out here. I could go out there with the snow blower and push everything on the site.
Roger that. I got about 3, about good 3 inches over here yesterday. I blew that real quick. And sit around, wait for the next one, eh?
Like I said, wait for another one. But it's going to be cold. They said this weekend is going to be near 7 degrees. But it was snowing here a little bit earlier.
Copy that. Yeah, about a half inch it dumped. Earlier this morning, a little snow band went through. Sun popped out here for a minute, and now it's gone. But we're just in for the wind. Wind chill big time there, roger.
I tell you one thing, that windshield is something else. You cannot keep everything warm at all. It'd be so cold, it goes through the house, it goes through everything. That windshield below zero.
After that, I gotta go get me some wood today. Get me a quarter cord, burning this little wood stove, and I'll stay warm there, copy?
I might go through that. I just got up about a half hour ago. I had a little coffee, not much though. Anyhow, good talking to you and good to hear you out there anyhow. Keep it going. We'll talk again today. Maybe sometime about 2 o'clock, 2:30. Catch you later. WIUG, 88.
Roger that, Jack. All right. We'll talk at you. I'll be out in a mobile too. WRZX218. We're listening.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET257. I mean, mobile and monitoring.
Whiskey Sierra India Papa 284, WSET257. You out there? I say again, the WSIP 284, the WSET 257, you out there? Yeah. nothing there from WSIP 284 or WSCT 257, clear and monitoring.
WSHS 567, monitoring. WSEU 202 and we're mobile.
When this one went off the air.
WSTP 419 monitoring.
WSBT 754. Afternoon, Mike. WSBT 754 coming up 23 Mile Road.
Afternoon, Kelly. Yeah, I'll be in here for about a few minutes myself, and I gotta head back to the old grind.
And I got you putting in some hours lately.
And then for a month it's
just... Yeah, you're a little scratchy in the repeater, not sure where you're at. Far west side, northwest side, southeast side, but you're a little scratchy.
northeast, you know, going towards Ira.
Roger, yeah, you're full in there that time. Gonna be cold tomorrow, I guess.
That's what they were saying, like 1 degree or something.
I told the boss today it might be PTO cold.
Well, I'm used to it, so it's no big deal to me.
Yeah, you know, I go through it. I ain't happy about it, don't like it, but I'll muddle through it. Somebody's got to feed them other ones, you know.
Roger, I'll be right back. I got to get something to store here.
Problem, man, I'm in a slowdown. Looks like construction or something. I'll be here at WSBT 754.
Charlie,
WRWB 89. WSBT 754, yeah, just not even to the way station yet. I don't know what's going on up here.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were rolling, but not very fast. It's probably a wreck or something up here. Digging somebody out of the ditch, who knows.
We had a school bus down my street today. They went down the dead end street and got stuck trying to turn around. Dummy.
Rather than trying back out of it, it tried to turn around. Oh man.
They got a chauffeur. Yikes.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? And you know them buses got a real tight turning radius. Well, anyway, just got one more day to go and then the weekend. I know you gotta work, but here you go.
Every day, that's how
I go. Well, vacations feel better for you, though, when you do take one. Much needed, I'm sure.
Yeah, every November, and then we'll probably go in summer this summer. Most likely UP again.
I was planning on taking a week next month just because I got so much PTO, but they keep throwing new trainees at me every now and then. I got another one that started this week, and I don't know where they get these guys from.
Yes, Lord help us, right?
And you said a mouthful there. Buying books, and all they do is look at the centerfold.
I don't know, man, you know, but the way this new generation is, you know, that would offend them if they were to pick one of those up.
For real, they still wouldn't know what to do.
Unfold the poster and say, oh my God, it's not gender neutral.
I hear you. Well, now we're on a roll, and there ain't nothing going on up here. What in the world? My boss gets mad about this kind of stuff. He gets in a traffic jam. He goes, by the time I get up to the front, I want to see bodies, man. There better be bodies on the ground.
A lot of times, it gets bottlenecked, or, you know, you got people that sell. I didn't want to be in this lane here, you know, that you know, it takes me to the exit, you know. So they merge back over in the oncoming traffic and slow people down because of it.
Well, they don't want to get, God forbid, stuck behind a truck that they can't catch anyway.
Crazy. I see it all the time. You know, they're in the, in that right lane, you know, which is the, you know, lane that, you know, merging onto the off-ramp, the on-ramp to get off 94, and it's like, oh, crap, you know, I didn't want this, you know, I want to get back on, so they cut people off, and then they get back on, and they slow traffic down, it's like, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, yep. Just when you think you've seen it all, man, then there's tomorrow.
Pretty much. Well, I'm glad I got pretty soon. It's almost like the end of your road, so I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Okay, my good, I am getting close, man. I'll catch you in the morning, man. Be careful. WSBT 754.
WRWB 49 will be equator.
Everybody, this is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring. Whiskey Sierra, India Papa, 284, you out there? This is WSET 257. No copy on that last there station, totally garbled. Over. WSIP 284, WSET 257.
This is WSIP 284, how about now 257, over.
I can make you out 4 by now, still got a bit of noise to you, but I can make out what you're saying, over.
Roger that. I'm going to switch radios. Maybe you'll have a better copy on me then.
Roger, you seem to clear up a little bit at the end of that last transmission. You're also, yeah, it's a little coming in a little weak as well. Again, I'm guessing power into the stations. And it might be a little bit of microphone, but it sounds honestly like power to me. Or...
Roger that, 257, any improvement? Now I got the Midland on.
That's affirmative. You improved quite a bit here on my end. I was just checking in to see if you and John are up for the old farm boys tonight. Over.
Yep, copy that. Absolutely, I'm up for it. I don't have my mesh tactic yet, but I should have go for the other two. Over.
Roger that. I'll see you there. Alright, that's all I had. So this is WSET 257. It'll be clear monitor on your final.
Sounds good, 257. We'll hear you then. This is WSET 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
WSEU 202, and we're up in Mobile.
WSAC 901 751, how you doing? This is WSHD 901, Malcolm.
701, I cannot believe that this is coming in clear. Mind blown.
I do have you as an audible out here in Belleville. A little bit staticky, but audible. Glad to hear from you.
flies. Glad to hear from you. Clear.
Copy that. Clear for the night.
WSKZ 751, Bravo.
Bravo.
Whiskey Sierra, you need Papa 284, Whiskey Sierra Echo Tango 257, you out there?
This is WSIP 284, I got a copy on you.
Roger, I had a couple sports breaks over there on first channel, but no copy over there, so good to catch you here, and I'll see you on the next one.
Roger that. I did just have you in my receive on the other channel, but I had to make a little bit of an adjustment, and I may have been able to transmit out after that, but I'll go ahead on to the next one, over.
Okay, since we're good here, we can go back and try it again one more time. I'll give you another shot at it. So, this is WSCP 257, clear.
See you there. This is WSIP 284, clear, monitoring.
WSKD751, WSCY 255, can I be heard? WSKZ 751, Bravo.
751, Bravo, you can hear me clearly.
Copy. WSKZ 751, Bravo. WSKD 751 Bravo.
This is WSIP 284, I got a copy on you 257, do you have a copy on me, over? Roger that. This is the new HY antenna, and it is 1.01 SWR. It's got about 5 watts or so out of it, so a little bit even how it should be on the wattage, but the SWR is good. Over.
Roger that. Always can't get much better 1-to-1. Over.
You're sounding good here in my receive as well. It's coming through really well on this mini. I'm really impressed with these things.
Well, glad to hear you turned one well and you ended up with a good one. As I say, yeah, I own, well, I guess 11 of them now, and I did have a bad one, so I didn't know the failure rate, I guess, less than 10%, over.
Yeah, roger that. It's definitely better than those 7 Nagoyas that I bought, the 701 tiny ones. I'm sending 3 of those back, so happy to see this is working well. Appreciate you giving me a shout there.
No problem. Yeah, they're not quite as short as those little stubbies, but they're flexible, and you don't really have to worry about breaking them, honestly. Get the BNC connectors and take them on and off, and you can cram them in somewhere real small pretty quick. So, kind of why it's been my go-to is just a great one. So, that'll work out for you, and I'll hook up the repeater here. So, this is WSCP257. I'll be clear monitoring on your bike.
Roger that, 257 again at 288. This is WSIP 284. I will be clear monitoring.